understand, that was my life for a while. Yeah. I had just moved into Michigan, and I was a graduate of the camera repair school in Inglewood, Colorado. National Camera Repair, I think that's what's their name. I don't think they're in business anymore. At the time, you have to realize that there were no electronics in cameras. And our schooling was all on mechanical movements in cameras. So it was directly transferable. At least that's what the guy thought when I walked into this camera repair, this watch repair shop, and I let him know that I was available for employment. He says, "Well, what have you done?" And I told him I can repair cameras. I didn't want to talk much about school because, it was unknown. This was in Michigan then. It was unknown in Michigan. So what, National Camera Repair, Inglewood, Colorado, that wouldn't have carried any weight. So I just wanted to keep the language going, and get him to tell me what he needed, and I was going to fill the bill. And I did. I worked for him for 4 years or more, just a little more than 4 years. But he got me back because he worked on all the good watches, and I worked on cuckoo clocks and anniversary clocks, two ends of the spectrum for sure. And all the Timex movements that you just take one movement out and drop another one in, that's how you repair a Timex watch. But those anniversaries, gracious, these are mechanical anniversary clocks, not the battery-operated ones. And cuckoo clocks. I grew to like cuckoos after it, but, they can have movements in them that are made out of wood, not metal. And he had, because they were decorative, the back wall of his shop was covered in cuckoo clocks. When he said that, I looked up at the wall, and he said, "Oh, yes." See, he didn't like cuckoos at all. Yeah, that was my life for a while. And it was nice. KK4JBQ.
Has inherited a plethora of things from her grandmother and grandfather. He was a colonel in World War II. Bompoo's what the grandkids, what Anna and her brothers and sisters call him. But some of the things that that's been passed down to her is a cuckoo clock. A cuckoo clock from Germany. And I'm not sure what it's called, but it is a wooden platform. It's probably 5 feet high. It has carousels, different levels of carousels that taper into kind of like a Christmas tree. It has a wooden, it's all made out of wood now, and each platform has got a Christmas scene on it. Horses pulling sleigh, and then you go up a level, and then it's carolers singing, and I mean, at the base, this thing's probably 2 feet in diameter. And it's like a carousel at a carnival. You ride the horses, but it's stacked. But on the, you put candles on it. And there's a big wooden fan blade on top. And when you light the candles, the heat rises from the candles and spins the blade, the wooden fan blade on top. And the wooden fan blade, in turn, from the heat of the candles, spins those carousels. So it's quite the thing, actually, to see all of the wooden houses and this, that, and the other. But the carousels run one will run clockwise, I think, and then the next one will run counterclockwise, and then clockwise and counterclockwise till it tapers all the way to the top. It's a Christmas thing. There's a name for it. I don't know what it is. But, and I saw it run once, and I immediately wanted to take it apart and see how all that worked. Why is, you know, how is this turning this way? And it all runs off of heat from the candles. I'm not sure how safe it is, but it came from Germany, too. But, I, you know, that cuckoo clock, I just remember it being in Grand-Grand's house, and I don't like cuckoo clocks. They're cuckoo. But anyway, you got off on cuckoo clocks, thought I'd tell you that. But anyway, let me let this thing drop. Come on, I'm going to give you a warning here, bud. I'm starting to show my tired a little bit. But I'll ask Anna what that little carousel thing's called. And we get it out at Christmas every year. So maybe when we get it out, I'll take a picture of it and show it to you. But all right, well, this is KO4NUE and KK4JBQ. I'll be clear on your final, Larry, but take your time on the final.
Well, it's dispatcher is very sensitive to wishing out. And day's come to a close here. I'm just going to shut the lights off and drift off to a peaceful night's rest. And I hope you have one, too. But let me say first of all here, I appreciate being involved with Lloyd this evening. That's always it's satisfying, you know, because I do think I have a few things, but only a few, figured out. Every day I come up against stuff that I still wonder about, that still fascinate me, that still intrigue me. And that's why I'm still here 10 years later. I got a certificate in the mail a couple of days ago from the ARRL thanking me for 10 years of membership. Well, they either sent it to me early because I was a ham from like the first week in May, the first Saturday in May in 2012. I can remember the date because I tested at the Ham Fest, and it's the first Saturday in May every year. And I remember it's 2012, so there you go. So they sent it to me a little early, and that's okay. I asked Donna, I says, did I join the ARRL before I tested and successfully and became a ham? She says, I don't know, but you might have because you were awful excited about it. Yeah. Well, I just found something that it suits me because there's no end to learning in this hobby. No end at all. You'll never know it all. How about that? Have yourself a good night. This is KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
DTY. I just want to say I enjoyed listening to you guys tonight. Hope y'all get some rest. I'm out.